This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Well, let's face it, it's been a pretty bad month in America. But there's one thing bringing Americans together, and that is Pokemon Go. It's a game that lets players find and catch Pokemon at random spots in the real world using their phone's camera. So the bathroom, the club, church, cemetery, Dodger Stadium, the mall, Pokemons abound, and people are literally wandering around, phones out, trying to find them. The game is kind of funny, kind of awkward, and it's bringing America together. Soon it will conquer the world. Just don't walk into a bus. Dana White is revealing why the $4 billion sale of the UFC to talent agency WME-IMG is awesome for the fighters who also want to be Hollywood A-listers. Dana made a tremendous business deal. The league was originally purchased for a mere $2 million. But he says UFC fighters will also reap huge benefits since WME-IMG is so powerful in movies and television. Translation? Ronda Rousey's just the first of many crossover stars to come. Sony threw a Ghostbusters premiere party in Hollywood this week, despite the film's advanced negative reviews. What does a studio in Hollywood do with a film that broke the all-time record on YouTube for having the most negative comments ever? Why, ignore it all and party on! Cast members Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Leslie Jones, and Kate McKinnon were on hand for the screening and to mingle at the after party. If there's one thing that Hollywood knows how to do, it's throw a party. Still, the public may turn up in droves in a semi-soft summer market and turn it into a hit. Disney unveiled a new image this week of the forthcoming Star Wars-themed land that is to be implemented at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resorts. The park is reported to be the largest single-themed expansion in Disneyland's 61-year history. The announcement was made through their Disney Parks blog. Construction at both parks commenced in April. The new concept drawing shows the highly anticipated 14-acre park burrowed next to Big Thunder Trail in Frontierland. There has been no grand opening date announced as of yet. We'll keep you posted. The Leftovers' Carrie Coon is set to star in Season 3 of the FX anthology series Fargo, opposite Ewan McGregor. Coon will portray Gloria Burgle, the chief of police in Edna Valley and a newly divorced mother. She struggles to understand this new world around her where people connect more intimately with their phones than the people directly in front of them. As previously announced, McGregor will take on the dual roles of brothers Emmett and Ray Stussy in what will be his first TV series regular role. Production on the third installment of Fargo is set to begin later this year for a 2017 debut on FX. Having already filled its upcoming monster universe with A-list talent, including Tom Cruise, Johnny Depp, and Russell Crowe, Universal is now eyeing another star to revive a famous character. Sources tell us that Javier Bardem is in talks to star as Frankenstein in Universal's classic monster movie series. Cruise and Crowe's The Mummy, the first film in the monster series, is nearly done with filming. Universal is also developing a Bride of Frankenstein feature, but sources indicate that Bardem's Frankenstein would likely appear in another monster pick first, with the possibility of getting a spin-off down the road. USA Network has delayed the premiere of its new drama series, Shooter, in the wake of the recent shootings of police in Dallas by 1 week. Shooter stars Ryan Philippe as a military veteran and sniper who is wrongly accused of a crime and trying to clear his name. It's based on the 2007 film of the same name starring Mark Wahlberg, which itself is based on the best-selling Stephen Hunter novel, Point of Impact. Jennifer Esposito is coming on board NCIS as a series regular. In addition to Esposito joining the CBS drama in season 14, Dwayne Henry, who guest starred in the final two episodes of last season, has been promoted to a series regular. Both new cast members come as NCIS undergoes a major change in its upcoming season, with the absence of longtime star Michael Weatherly, who will be starring in another CBS drama this fall, new legal procedural, Bull. NBC Universal's president, Jeff Shell, says he was denied entry into Russia and detained for several hours. The exec was traveling to Russia on business and arrived in Moscow when he was pulled out of line while making his way through immigration. Shell said, quote, "I was then taken to a small room and left alone before someone came back with a document in Russian that they wanted me to sign. After he said no, he was presented with a translated version of the document stating he had been barred from the country. He was taken to another room where he stayed locked up for nearly 3 hours until a flight was arranged." Can you say Cold War? Speaking of NBC, they'll broadcast the opening ceremony of the Rio Olympics on a one-hour delay. In a statement released this week, NBC Sports Group chair Mark Lazarus stated the delay will allow producers to curate the coverage of the ceremony in order to provide context. In other words, edit it. Additionally, a one-hour preview special will air the night before the opening ceremony, covering various topics including the Zika virus and polluted waters. Maybe that one-hour preview special should be like 4 hours, because there's lots of problems there.
The Trash Bin.
Former L.A. Laker Lamar Odom is back to his old partying ways. The former basketball star reportedly was kicked off a Delta flight from L.A. to New York after he allegedly got drunk and vomited on the flight. Witnesses saw Odom downing whiskey and beer in the Delta lounge ahead of his red-eye flight. Upon boarding the plane, he rushed out of his first-class seat and vomited on the way to the restroom, and then again inside the restroom with the door open. Odom reportedly was escorted off the flight and reboarded a short time later, only to be escorted off again. You know, flying is getting so dang stressful these days.
The news wrap-up.
Shares of Nintendo have surged as the game Pokemon Go was released for iOS and Android devices in the US and Australia. Apple has donated $1 million to Chinese victims of recent flooding along the Yangtze. Facebook has unveiled a new platform to bring the internet to the remotest communities in the world, and it can fit inside a shoebox. Consumer Reports says a Samsung phone that's advertised as being water-resistant actually isn't. Whoops.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Ghostbusters couldn't unseat last week's number one. The Secret Life of Pets stays on top.
The number one album.
Drake returns to the top of the charts with Views.
The number one app.
Not a surprise, Pokemon Go is the most popular app in the USA.
The number one fiction book.
Me Before You by Jojo Moyes is still on top.
DNCE came onto the music scene last year with its hit song Cake by the Ocean. The band features former Jonas brother Joe, Jack Lawless, Cole Whittle, and a Korean female, Jin Joon Lee. They've been nominated for Favorite New Artist for the 2016 Kids' Choice Awards, and they're now on tour across the USA, opening for Selena Gomez. Here's DNCE with the follow-up to Cake by the Ocean and the song of the week, Toothbrush.
You're standing there in your underwear and my t-shirt from the night before. With your messed up hair and your feet still bare, would you mind closing the bedroom door?
That was Joe Jonas and his band DNCE with the song of the week, Toothbrush. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.